All right, we looked into this more completely now with the electron microscope. This is our co-author, Kathy Thomas, looking with a transmission electron microscope. What we do is pick off these little carbonate pancakes and pour epoxy on them and then slice them up with a diamond knife, a microtome, until they're we have a bunch of 100 nanometer thick sections. Now, that's pretty thin. A human hair is about 50 micrometers in width, and 100 nanometers is, in fact, a tenth of 1 micrometer. So you're talking about 1/500th of the width of a human hair. That's how thick these are. But that's okay. That technique has been around for a long time to do that. And so we just did that. And then we put them in the electron microscope, and we can shine the electron beam through them. And when we do that, we're able to get chemistry, because the electron beam generates X-rays, which we pick up and which tell us what elements are there. And we can also get mineralogy, because the electron beam interacts in certain ways with different minerals, and that's all well understood. So we can actually measure the atomic planes in here and tell what mineral it is. Well, this is a picture with the electron microscope of one of these rims that we saw earlier that was rich in iron and rich in sulfur. And what we see here is a series of little grains of magnetite, MT. C stands for carbonate grains. The magnetite ones are more dense and therefore darker in this picture. But these guys are iron oxide, Fe3O4. And this is just another view to show. This is called dark field, and it simply shows that they're well crystallized, or else they would not be bright. And this is a closer view showing some of the magnetites. So notice the scale here, 100 nanometers or 1/500th of the thickness of a human hair. Pretty tiny stuff. As we zoomed in on those even more, we could actually see, and I'm not sure you can see it here, but there are some diagonal lines that go down through here, and those are the atomic planes. Each one of those lines is an atomic planes. We're not really seeing individual atoms, but we're seeing essentially where they stack up along a line. So it's close. And by measuring the distance between those little lines, we can tell that it's the mineral magnetite.